Last time we started discussing how can one define Pas Yisrael? Now we spent a lot of time talking about the halachas of Pas Akum and when perhaps there's room for Chumrah, whether like the Shach, that one should be Machmer for the Mechaber, that if Pas Yisrael is not Motzli, that even if Pas Yisrael is not Motzli, so then one should be, if Pas Yisrael is Matzli, pardon me, then you should be Machmer not to eat Pas Akum against the Ramah. Right, there might be room for Chumrah. We talked about the different scenarios. What is called Pas Yisrael Matzli, what's not called Pas Yisrael Matzli. So there might be certain instances where we might be Machmer for Pas Akum. And if we're going to be Machmer, so then it's very important to define, to know how to define Pas Yisrael and Pas Akum. What is Pas Akum? What is Pas Yisrael? So we spent a lot of time discussing how to define pas, what's called pas, what's not called pas. And then we started last time to discuss the second part of the definition, and that is, what is shel akum? Right? What is pas shel akum, and what is pas shel Yisrael? So we mentioned there's a major machlokes between the Ran and the Rambam. What happens if you have bread that's owned by the goy, but it's made by a Jew? Right? Let's say you have a bakery that's owned by the non-Jew. The case of the Ran is that not only does the non-Jew own the bakery, he owns the isa, he owns the dough, but he also actually is involved in the creation of the dough. It's just he doesn't put it into the oven per se. That's the case of the Ran. But let's talk about the simple scenario that the guy owns the isa, he owns the bakery, but he has workers that are Jewish making the challah, making the bread. So the Ran says, once the guy owns the factory, he owns the bakery, so then there's no way to be matter that pas. If you're going to be machmer for pas akum, so then there's no way to be matter that bread. That's called pas akum. And the three possibilities that the Gemara has on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis as to how to be matir bishul akum, those would not apply to this case where the pas is actually owned by the non-Jew, says the Ran. Why? Because the Ran says basically pas akum is bishul akum expanded, right? Bishul akum plus. It's a din of bishul akum, but in a case where the pas is actually owned by the akum, so then there's a new iser. There's an extra iser of pas akum. We generally assume that pas akum is more kal than bishul akum. So comes the Ran and says that actually in the ikar gzeira, pas akum was more chum. It was bishul akum plus. Once you have the status of pas akum, once the pas is owned by the non-Jew, says the Ran, there's no way to be matir. There's no way to be matir. There are ways of being matir bishul akum, to turn a bishul akum into bishul Yisrael, but you can't turn a pas akum into pas Yisrael. Once the pas is owned by the non-Jew, then there's no way to be matir. That's what the Ran suggests. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that just like we can be matir bishul akum through the different methods, the three methods, that either the Jew lights the fire, or he puts the item into the fire, or he stokes the coals. So too, when it comes to pas akum, you can turn it into Pas Yisrael by having the Yisrael and being involved in the process. According to the Rambam, the key is not the shame Yisrael on the Pas, or the shame Akum on the Pas, but rather it's the Maisafia, the Maisavishal, the Maisafia, the act itself. So as long as you have the Yisrael involved in the process, then you can solve the problem, you can turn the Pas Akum into Pas Yisrael. We pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Yud Beis Siftes Paskin, like the Rambam, he assumes that even if you have pas shel akum, pas that's owned by the Jew, by the goy, pas that's owned by the goy, but if the Yisrael is involved in the process, then that will be matir, that pas that will turn the pas shel akum into pas Yisrael. And he said the nafka mina is obviously a case of a non-Jewish bakery. You have a non-Jewish bakery that has a hashgacha on it. We know that the ingredients of the pas are all going to be kosher. But the question is, does the rule of pas akum apply in this case, or is there some way to solve the problem and turn it to Pas Yisrael? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, yes, as long as you have the Jew involved in the process, and we'll have to talk about what can he do? Right? What can he do to be involved in the process? The Gemara has three different possibilities, but we have to discuss, you know, what's relevant in the modern setting. We'll get to that in Yitzhak. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, there is a way to solve this problem. Even though the Pas is Shel Akum, it's owned by the non-Jew, but if the Jew is involved in the process of the Afiyah, then perhaps there will be room to be maker, there will be room to turn this Pas Shel Akum into Pas Yisrael and to be Makirid. Even for those who would be Machmer for Pas Akum in certain cases. But this would be Pas Yisrael, not Pas Akum, and there would be room for Kula. Okay, this is one basic machlokas between the Ran and the Rambam. The other nafkamina between the Ran and the Rambam presumably is the flip side of this scenario, right? The mirror image. Let's say you have Pas Shel Yisrael, the Isa is Shel Yisrael, but the Goy baked the Isa. Is there a heter? Is there a heter for such a pass? Right? Is there a heter? Should we say that that's pas akum? There's some kind of a problem over here, or do we say that no? That maybe there is no problem over here. So according to the Ran, right? Lechora, such a pass, such a bread, will be usher not midin pas akum, but midin bishul akum. Keep in mind, the Ran really said that every pas akum has bishul akum in it. Right, lichten den pas, right? Lying in the pas is really a bishul akum din. It's just pas akum is bishul akum plus, meaning if the pas is owned by the non-Jew, so then the heterim that we have to get the Jew involved in the creation of the pas is in the creation of the bishul is not going to help. Pas akum is more chomer. If you're going to be right in cases where we're machmer for pas akum is even more chomer than bishul akum. So the Ran would say that in the flip case, let's say the pas is owned by the Yisrael, okay, so the special Isser of Pas Akum is not going to apply. But the regular din of Bishul Akum does apply. It could apply. I mean, obviously, if the Afiyah is done by the Yisrael, so then the whole thing is a Pas Yisrael. But if the Afiyah is done by a guy, so then the regular rules of Bishul Akum should apply. Because Pas Akum is not different than Bishul Akum. It's Bishul Akum plus. So even if you have the Pas being owned by the Yisrael, but if the Akum is cooking, is baking the Pas, then the rule of Bishul Akum would apply. According to the Ran, you would have to solve the problem of Bishul Akum, Kol HaShana Kula. Forget about, you know, Seres Mitzvah or Shabbos and Yom Tov. Forget about that. You have to solve the problem of Bishul Akum because that applies in Kol HaShana Kula. So if you solve that problem, so then this pasuk is going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter Kol HaShana Kula. According to the Rambam, that the ownership, you know, doesn't play so much of a role. The key when it comes to defining something as Pas Akum, Pas Yisrael, is all a function of the Maisa. So according to the Rambam, this case where the Yisrael owns the Isa, but the guy is involved in the process of making the bread, of baking the bread, Chora, that's Pas Akum. That would be Pas Akum, according to the Rambam. So it wouldn't apply, you know, there's room for Kula in Pas Akum. In any scenario where it would be Mekel for Pas Akum, you could be Mekel for this Pas Akum even if the Yisrael is not involved in the process at all. But in circumstances where we want to be Machmer for Pas Akum, so then we need the Yisrael to be involved in the process in order to be Mekel. So that's another nafkamina between the Ran and the Rambam. Should we define Isa Shel Yisrael She'afar Akum? Is that defined as a Bishul Akum Shaila or as a Pas Akum Shaila? Nafkamina, in cases where we would be Mekel for Pas Akum, so would there be room for Kula, or would we say, no, it's a Bishul Akum Shaila, and you'd have to find a way to change this Bishul Akum into Bishul Yisrael in order to be Mekel. That's what we'd assume. Right? That's what we'd assume, that this would be a Nafkamina between the Ran and the Rambam. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Pasuk like the Rambam, we'd imagine that this case of Isa Shel Yisrael, She'afar Akum, should be a case of Pas Akum. Right? There's a case of Pas Akum. So then it depends on the time of year, on the chumrah, on the situation, whether you want to be machmer, want to be mekel. But it's a pas akam alacha, it's not a bishul akam alacha. And maybe there would be room for kula in certain scenarios. In those makomos that the gzera was not nitfas. In those makomos that the gzera was not nitfas, in a case where let's say the pas yisrael is not matzui, pas yisrael is not matzui, so then maybe according to the machaber, there is a room for kula there. Comes the shach in Sukkot and Tess, and he throws everything on its head. The Shah quotes the tour that says no. By Isa Shel Yisrael Shafa Akum, that's Bechlal Shlokas, that there is a problem there. There would be a problem with this bread. Where's the Shah? Let's see this inside. The Shah in Sivkot and Kufiyat Beis. You'll see this is a very, very important Shah. It's going to come Lamaisa. You see it come. Right? Jewish bakery, Isa is owned by the Jew, but the person involved in the creation of the bread might be a non-Jew. Let's say the workers are non-Jews. That's this shayla. This is very, very important. Right? Yesterday we talked about a non-Jewish bakery, but now we're talking about a Jewish bakery, but non-Jewish workers. Very, very important shaila. So the Shachin Sivkot and Tes writes as follows. I'm sorry, it's the Shachin Sivkot and Zayin. It's the Tur in Siv Tes. Shachin Sivkot and Zayin says, Ha'ovei Kochavim, Dafka Pas Ovei Kochavim, Ahol Pas Yisrael Shafo Ovei Kochavim, Kosav Atush Lo Nogu B'Shamokom Lahatim, Sharehu Kibishulei Ovei Kochavim. Chen Kosav Yisrael Heter Ha'orah. Says the Shach from the tour, there is no heter. There's no heter for Pas Yisrael, for Pas Shel Yisrael. It's hard to define. If I say Pas Yisrael, you think, oh, Pas, no heter for Pas Yisrael. Pas Shel Yisrael. Pas that's owned by the Jew, but the Goy is making the Pas. Says the tour, there's no heter for such a Pas. For Midivrei HaMordechai, there's a heter. HaOrach has this, B'Shem Chivus HaGolanim, and the Mordechai, etc. U'mavur B'Divreim Shem Da'avavi, Sha'apas Shalovik HaChavim, Offer over Kachavim, Nagu Boheter. If you have Pashal over Kachavim, there is a Heter. Pas Akum, there is a Heter for. But Pashal Yisrael, Offer Akum, that's worse, says the Tur. What Tur? What's he talking about? How can that be? What Pashal Akum, Shafa Akum, there might be room for Heter. Pas Akum? Is a Heter for Pas Akum in certain scenarios? But Pashal Yisrael, Shafa Akum, the Torah says it's worse. Where's the Torah? This is the Torah that I asked you to see later in the Maror Kamos, on the next part of the Sugya. But let's see it over here. The Torah says in Sif Tes, this is on page Vav in the Torah. Even places where they're Megal for Pas Akum, you can't be Matrela, but Pashal Goyim. Only with Pashal Goyim. Right? Clearly the Torah is taking the approach of the Rambam. Not the Ran, because the Ran would say if you have Pashal Goy, no heter, right? That's not right. I feel the Makom Shenagu Elav Pashal Goyim. Pashal Goyim, there's room for heter. The Ran thought Pashal Goyim is worse, but says the Tor, that's where you can find a heter. But also ain lo heter al yidei chitui sheichati yisur b'gachalam ki ain yisur mishum bishul el mishum apas atzma. Avol Pashal Yisrael shafo goy hu b'chal yisur shlokos. But also, lo nagu heter b'shem makom. Ben lo kama shalosh melachos b'pas, etc. The shalosh melachos b'pas are Yisur shel Yisrael, shafa goy, but Yisrael is involved in the process, then that's pas Yisrael, and that's going to be mutter. If you have Yisur shel Yisrael that's baked by a goy, says the Torah, there is no heter. What does that mean? If you're going to be mekel in pasakam, there are certain cases that we're going to be mekel in pasakam, so why should Yisur shel Yisrael change anything? Why should that turn everything on its head? Why should that change anything? So the Shach explains, Shach says there's a Poshita Svara to this. Why is there a Heter of Pasakam? What's the Heter of Pasakam? Where there is a Heter. Yerushalmi says, Mipnei Chayei Nefesh, it's Pas Dechukolo, it's hard, right? The Bavli says that it was hard, Rebbe said, Rebbe Yehuda Nesiah said, yeah, what, this is the Pas Noah, Chazal will not make it for this. It sounds like he saw the Pas was Dochuk for the Talmidim, a case where it's difficult. The Shach says it's all because it's a Shas Adchak, it's chayei nefesh. It's difficult. But where it's not difficult, what's the heter? It says the Shabbat Tamid lo asi b'chay gavna pas b'shem b'shuli yodh g'chavim du gzera shen rova tziba yicholim lamabam. It's difficult. The gzera was not nispashe. Or b'shem chayei nefesh, they repealed it. Or if it's past the chukah, it's difficult for people. So that's why there's a heter. V'hilkach b'pashal Yisrael shafo v'g'chav lo shayach haytay ma'asa. Pashal Yisrael, what's the heter? If you own the pas, it's being baked. Imagine it's being baked in your house. Let's say the Yisrael is baking, is having pas, having bread baked in his own house. But he has a leaven that's baking for him. So does he really need a leaven to put the challah in? Let him do it himself. What's the big deal? Such a big deal? It's chayei nefesh. It's pas dechugolo. It's so difficult for him. Says the Shach, according to the Tur, there's no heter of pas akam if it's Yisrael shel Yisrael. The whole heter of pas akam is only Yisur shel Akum, Shafa Akum. Oh, that's Pas Akum. If you can make it into Pas Yisrael by having the Yisrael involved in the process, great. But if you can't do that, there's still a circumstance where maybe we'll be making for Pas Akum. But if you have Yisur shel Yisrael, says the Shach, explaining the tour, what's the heter? It's not Pas Dechugolo. If the Yisrael owns the Isa, let him bake the Isa too. What's the big deal? So there's no heter of Pas Akum. Big Chumrah. Right? According to the Rambam, if you have an Isa Shel Yisrael, Shafa Akum, so we thought that has a din of Pas Akum, so then it's dependent on the circumstances. If there's a kula for Pas Akum, So then maybe there'll be a kul in that case as well. Says the Shach, no, absolutely not. This is Murchamer. This is a Murchamer case, because Isa Shal Yisrael, once the Yisrael owns the Isa, so then why should he give the Afiyah to the Goy? Let him do it himself. Let him do it himself. It's not past the Chugalo, so the whole Heter doesn't apply. The whole Heter would not apply. And this is the big Chumrah that the Torah has, that the Shach quotes Ladina, that even Lefi the Rambam is willing to say that that to define something as Pas Yisrael or Pas Akam, we look at the Maisa Afia, right? We look at the Maisa Afia, but right, so he should define Afias Akum as Pas Akum. So once it's defined as Pas Akum, then maybe there's room for Kula. Comes the Torah and says, no, if it's an Isa Shal Yisrael, there is no room for Kula. Because the whole Heter doesn't apply. The whole Heter is because of Pas Dechuk El Chayin Nefesh, and that's not going to apply by Isa Shal Yisrael. Now, this is a big chumer. So what's the nafkamina? So the simple nafkamina is a person who has a living baking bread. He wants to make challah, right? The balabasta wants to make challah for Shabbos. So what does she do? What, the guy is going to braid the dough? The guy don't know how to braid the dough, right? This is a Jewish concept. So the Bas Yisrael, the Eish, whatever, the Yisraelis, the balabasta is going to make the challah, of course. Right? She's going to be mafrish challah, and she'll make the challah. But, the challah has to rise. Challah has to rise. She's going to run out. She's going to run out to do the errands. The non-Jewish livid is still home. So she says, it's going to rise. We'll be finished in 45 minutes. Put it into the oven. That's the case. Right? That's the case where maybe this is not muta. Right? Right? This is not, well, first of all, you want to have Pas Yisrael for Shabbos Yom Tov. So if the guy actually puts the bread in, so maybe this is not going to be muta. Right? So, okay, there are ways around this, right? If the Yisrael, if the balabasta, the Jewish lady turns on the fire, turns on the oven, so obviously that's gonna solve the problem. Then it'll be Pas Yisrael anyway. But let's say the guy is gonna make the bread, right? The Jew owns the bread, but the guy's gonna make the bread. So that's the shayla. Yeah, the Isa Shel Yisrael, but the guy is actually making the bread and baking the bread and doing the whole baking. So according to this, what seems to emerge is that this would be a problem. Lefi the Torah. So the Chelkas Ben Yamin and the Biurim suggest that maybe b'di'eved one can be mekel for shivcha b'beis Yisrael. Now, we have to talk about that. That's a major, major shaila in the Bishul Akum, more in Bishul Akum than in Pas Akum. But what happens if you have a non-Jewish livin cooking supper? Is that mutter? We're saying there's a problem with Bishul Akum. So let's say the Jew is not home. The Jew is working late. Right, the mother of the household, the father of the household, they're both working late, and they want to come home to supper. They don't want to come home to having to make supper, right? So it'd be great if the livin, watching Yankee and Bela, the livin could make the supper. So is there any heter to do that? That's a big shaila. So one of the heterim is based on the fact that if you have a shivcha b'beis Yisrael, you have a servant, some kind of a maid in the home. So maybe that's not called bishwaka. We'll talk about it. It's not such a simple heter at all. And mitzarif that together with other things to be making. But the Chelkas Ben Yamin would say, wants to suggest that if this whole chumrah is a shach b'shem the tour, maybe it could be mitzarif l'kula, the fact that it's a shivcha, right? It's a servant in the home of the Yisrael. So maybe since there are those that want to be making for that case of shivcha b'veis Yisrael, even for classical bishalakum, so maybe over here it could be mitzarif that l'kula to be making. To say that this would not be called Pas Akum, but actually it's going to be called Pas Yisrael. David?
Just about the whole idea of a non-Jewish living making supper, is there a value in a Jewish person? So let's say, I've been in a situation before where I've had a non-Jewish living, and I turn on the oven for them.
Okay, if you turn on the oven, so then that obviously solves the problem, because you're lighting the fire. Yeah, clearly, if you turn on the oven for them, it's not a problem. We're going to talk about bigger coolers to that. You turn the pilot light on. I mean, who has pilot lights anymore? But okay, in the old gas ranges, you could turn the pilot. So you could turn the pilot light off, then light the pilot light, and we'll see. According to our to the Ramah that we'll quote later today, maybe there's room for kula based on that. There are different options. Turning on the fire is certainly that's the easiest solution to the problem. Yeah, turning on the fire for sure. For sure, but we're talking about circumstances where you're not around. Let's say the live-in is cooking for, youngsters. You have a 4-year-old, you have a 5-year-old at home. You don't want your 4-year-old and 5-year-old to turn on the fire. You don't want them to get used to turning on the fire, because then they'll turn on the fire even if the livin is not there. And that could be very dangerous. So, you know, so there you can imagine that the adult is going to do all the cooking. So that's really where the shayla comes up. And not only is that a shayla for the children who are going to be eating that cooking, but then the question is, do the pots become usur if there's bishalakam in the pots? There's a lot to talk about over here. So we'll get to that in Mitzvah. Okay, so in the basic shayla of the Jew, Isa shal Yisrael, but the guy is baking the Isa. So maybe in the home of a Jew, if you have a shifra working in the home of a Jew, so maybe there's room for kula. How about if you're talking about a bakery, a Jewish-owned bakery? Right, that's not shifra beveis Yisrael. I mean, I guess you can, it's not really beveis Yisrael. The bakery is called beveis Yisrael also. That's also called shifra beveis Yisrael, maybe. I don't know. But that whole kula is not a kula that we like to be makel for. I think the Chagas Binyamin is only makel b'dievet. If it's already done, you don't have to throw out the challah. You know, there's room for kula there. But how about a Jewish bakery? A Jewish-owned bakery with non-Jewish workers. Is there any kula there? Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Hei, where he wants to suggest that maybe there is room for kula. He has a three-pronged hetter over here. This is Igros Moshe, page 2, in Packet 3. Rav Moshe, in the second paragraph, he says like this. In Kei Mistaber, the Gemoshul Amina Shaya Efsha Shiyya Yisrael Ofa Limkar V'lai Choshev Dochak. It's time to have a problem with Mistamein Zan. Okay, you know what, let's skip down. Skip down to the second sentence of the second paragraph. V'lochein. Ulai hu rak ba'ofen she'ein tzorech l'polim k'gom b'shel balabai she'yachol ba'atzmo lefos v'hiniach l'ha'akom lefos os ratu. Rav Moshe wants to suggest, you know, the whole chumra of the Torah, maybe it only applies to a private situation. You're in the Jewish home. So the Jew could just put it into the oven. What's the big deal? He could bake by himself. Okay, it's a little bit more of a tircha, but that's not such a big tircha to bake it by himself. So he let the guy bake it. So maybe there the Torah asks. Maybe there the Torah asks. Because it's a private circumstance. It's shel balabais. But maybe b'shel palter, maybe if you're talking about a bakery, the Torah never asks it. Torah never asks it. Because there you need pollen. It's a big operation. You need pollen. It's not one person. If it's just one person, what's the big deal? The Baal Bayis can do it instead of the non-Jewish worker. Rav Moshe points out that if you look in the Torah, there's a prisha. Right? The prisha and the drisha are on the bottom of the Torah. So there's a hagah in the prisha that says that maybe even b'shel palter, the Torah was mach. Right, this discussion the post can already pick up on. This is in the Haggah Yud asterisk. Right, we're not the only ones that asterisk things in the Rav Kamus. Prisha also has an asterisk sometimes, not because you don't do it, but because he had a previous oath and he added something. So Yud asterisk, okay. But also lo nagu had the b'shemakom is perish afilo al yedei palter chumra ad kan hamagia. The magia and the prisha says that maybe the chumra of the Torah applies even to palter. Ah, so it applies even to palter. So then the first heter is not gonna, it can't be used. Zaktir Moshe, no. Ulai gamkein urak ba'ofen shein tzorach l'polim shiachol efos ba'atzmo. Let's talk about a small palter. Avol ben palter gadol shiachol efos ba'polim ein b'zeh ha'yisda b'shulei akam yosemim b'pashal akam. Moshe wants to say that a big palter like we have, come on, you need a number of Jewish non-Jewish workers. Number of workers to help you with the process. So there, the Jew can't do it all by himself. So the chumra of the Torah, that it's not pasta chukah because the Jew can do the whole thing by himself, that doesn't apply by a palter gadol. Thirdly, he says, ukshapolim hemi Yisrael. If you have Jewish workers, zav shem lechal leshabbos v'haresya, shiyos enote kehasorim, de'en lem din akom linyan zen. The Yisrael mishum chasnos v'lo nesra achitun. V'tama machmirim tomua. Moshe wants to add that if you have Jewish workers but they're not frum, that they're mechale Shabbos b'farhesya, so there's certainly room to be mekel there, because the pischei tshuva, both at the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud Beis and the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, quotes the Teferis Lamoshe that says that the gzeira of Pasakim and Bishalakim was only said by non-Jews, even though a mumer sometimes is dino ka'akum for certain halachas. For certain halachas, we treat a mumer mechal Shabbos b'farsi dino ka'akum. But here, it's not dino ka'akum. There's no issur to marry the mumer, to marry the Jew that's not from. Right? Yisrael afa bishachat Yisraelu. So there's no issur chastos with him. We might not recommend chastos with the non-Orthodox, with the non-from Jew, but there's no issur chastos with him. So therefore, the gzeira of Pasachim, the gzeira of Bishalakim, zok to the first of the Moshe, doesn't apply by a mumer. What's more, those non-from Jews that we deal with are really tinoko shenishbu, they're not even mumrim per se. So the real din of mumer doesn't apply to zman hazeh. Again, some poskim say, but the gzeira of chastos that Torah doesn't want us to get to marry with these people, so maybe we should say that the Torah doesn't want us to marry non-from people as well. They're not going to be shomer Torah mitzvahs. But most poskim assume not like that. That's what the Pesach Shuv is quoting. That most poskim assume that if he's Yisrael, there's no issur chastos. So even if it's not recommended, there's no issur chastos. So the gzeira doesn't apply. Rav Moshe wants to be mekel that in a palter gadol Yisrael, a Jewish bakery. Maybe the whole chumrah of the tour doesn't apply. Because maybe it doesn't apply to a palter at all. And maybe certainly, even according to the Prisha, that does apply to a palter, doesn't apply to a palter gadol, because it's much harder to get Jewish workers then. So maybe there's room to be medical to say it's not past the chukah. What's more, he says if the workers are non-from Jews, so then certainly there's room to be medical that's not called pasakim at all. So he thinks that the one could be mekel even in a Jewish bakery with non-Jewish workers or non-from workers. Yes, Will.
I understand why it doesn't apply here to call Mechal Shabbos Vahesia equivalent to a mumer. Is there any like clear rule as to where we do and where we don't consider them like a non-Jew respect to halacha?
Yes, I mean in terms of his shechita, in terms of other halachas, where if the rule is that akum is not shayach to this halacha, so it could be that a mumer, if he's machal Shabbos b'fraya, he's dino ka'akum, and that halacha would apply to him. Here, it's not that if he's dino ka'akum, it's not a din that pas akum is also if the akum is involved. There's a reason behind it. It's because of an issur chasnus. So if that reason doesn't apply. But even if we'll apply the Isser below plug, but it's only going to apply below plug to an individual that the original reason applied to. So if it doesn't apply to a mummer, that the Svar of Chas doesn't apply to a mummer, so then the whole there doesn't apply to the mummer. So there should be no reason to us.
Would the same apply to everything else in that Mishnah, Bishol, and other things that are Mishim Chasmas?
Yes, that's what the Tferes Lamoshe assumes. This is, we're going to see this coming up. Coming attractions, but we can just see it quickly. At the beginning of Siman Kuf Yubayz and Pesach Shuvos Sukkot Na'alef, Ayin Berheitiv, Ayin Besevet Teferes LaMoshe, the Siman Kuf Yigimel Sifteh, Shekosav, the Pashal Mumer Shari, the Mishim Chastos Leka, the Avo Bishachot Yisrael Hu Umutal Isabito, Ayin Shem. And he says the same thing at the beginning of Siman Kuf Yigimel. So that Teferes LaMoshe assumes that the Tam Agzer doesn't apply to Mumer, doesn't apply to Mumer. If the Tam doesn't apply to Mumer, so then the Hogzer doesn't apply to Mumer. Woody.
Why shouldn't this chula be the same for the chula of the chalas binyamin but the shifcha? By having the shifcha bait because.
So, because the shifcha chula is not such a simple chula. We will see that that's a chula that we don't want to be, that we don't want to rely on. We want to have some kind of involvement in the creation of that bishul. We don't want to just leave it to bishul akam because it's not so simple. We'll see. It's a big machlokas aposkim. So, better to have. Have a stronger cooler than that, so that's why Rav Moshe wants to put together a better cooler, so that even lechatchila you could use such pass. Rabbi Ganak in his Sefer Gan Shoshanim in Chelik Beis in the Chazon Nochum. Right, this is Chelik Beis of Chelik Beis, and there are two parts to the Sefer Gan Shoshanim. He has a first part and he has a second part in both volumes. So I think it's a third volume even now. So in Chelek Beis, in the second part of Chelek Beis, the second part is called Chazon Nochem. It's different types of Shtik Lach Torah there. So in the Chazon Nochem and Chelek Beis of Gan Shoshanim and Simen Lamed Beis, Rabbi Ganak has a long discussion of Pasachim and Bishalachim. This was an article that first appeared in the Masorah journals. I told you about this, I think, in the first volume of the Masorah. In the second Chelek of the Masorah. Right, not the Rabbi Soloveitchik Chelek, but the Kashrus articles. So he wrote an article about Pasachim, Bishalachim, a Kivaldika article, a Lamdisha article, Halachla Maisa. He's got everything there. It's unbelievable. He really goes through a lot of important inyanim. As we get into Bishal, we'll actually be quoting his article even more. So he talks about factories. You know, we're talking about bakeries. So bakeries, you know, is a smaller establishment. You might put forward the argument that according to the Torah, maybe he should still push. Maybe the Jew who owns the factory, who owns the bakery, maybe he should be involved. Why, he can't turn on the fire? He can't be involved in the process? Why shouldn't he be involved in the process? Okay, but how about factories? Right, let's say the Jew owns the factory, but is there still room for kulam? So Rabbi Ganak wants to suggest that maybe based on the ra'ah, there's another room for kula in factories. Which ra'ah? Who ra'ah? So this is in packet number 3. This is the Berak HaBayis. Berak HaBayis in Bayis Shlishi Shar Shvi. He says, "Va'ocha ofa b'vayis miyuchad l'kach v'enu maskavin l'vasha l'atzma." If he's baking in a special place, he's not mechavin to be mevashel for himself. V'lo l'shem adam miyuchad elo l'melachto. He's just doing his job. He has no one in mind when he does. It's just a big establishment. He has no one in mind in particular. He's baking, he's doing his job, and it is a big place where people don't eat, they don't drink, they just buy whatever they buy. It's like a big establishment. The Ra'ah wants to suggest that if you have an establishment where a person is only baking, he's a sachir, the hired worker. He's baking for his malach, he wants to get his paycheck. He doesn't have anyone in mind over here. And it's a big place where no one eats. They just buy what they buy and then they walk out. Sounds like a bakery to me, right? The person who's baking in the bakery has no one in mind in particular. He's baking a lot of challahs over there. And no one eats there, they just take it out. So maybe there's room for kula. Besides the svara that it's past the chukalah, so what are you supposed to do? So the kula of pasakum, the kula, meaning if we're makel for pasakum, right, so then we could be makel over here. The chumrah of the tour shouldn't apply. Rav Moshe is trying to figure out, when can the chumrah of the tour be put away? That we don't have to be machmer for the tour. The Ra'ah is saying more than that, that even those who want to be machmer for Pasachim, this is not Pasachim at all. This could be Pas Yisrael. Right? This might not be called Pasachim, because the whole Gzera Pasachim is due to Chasnos, Kirv Adas. What Kirv Adas is there over here? You know, often he doesn't even see the people, but he certainly doesn't have them in mind. So first of all, if he's baking, because that's his malacha, that's what he's hired for, he has no one in mind in his baking. What's more, this is a place where no one eats. They're only getting the food and running, right? They're paying for the food and that's it. There's no achil, there's no shesia. Dr. Ra'ah, there's no kirv adas bechlal. So maybe there's room for kula. Dr. Beganek, according to the Ra'ah, there's certainly room for kula in a big factory. In a big factory, imamish don't see anyone. The people who are baking, they don't see who's buying anything. It's shipped to the distributors. So even if you'll tell me that, no, in a Jewish-owned bakery, the workers in the back, they come to the front, you know, so they see. Very often, it's not even like that. Very often, the workers in the back are in the back. They don't see anyone. You know, so you could even call that a factory. But even if it's a smaller establishment where the people baking are the ones who also are by the cash register. But in a factory, you certainly don't have that. In a factory, no one sees anyone who's baking the bread. So Rabbi Ganak wanted to say that based on this Ra'ah, there's room for kula. There's room for kula, that there's no kirv adas shayach. And he writes over there that Rav Moshe sent a tshuva to Rav Nota Greenblatt, Zechrono Livracha. Rav Nota Greenblatt recently was Nifta, a big tzaddik, Talmud Chacham, who lived in Memphis, Tennessee. He was Masada getting all over the world. Did so much chesed with many people. So Rav Moshe's Talmud, Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva to him. He's very involved in kashrus also. Kashrus and getting a lot of that. He was a big guy and a big poistik. Rav Moshe wrote him a tshuva about egg rolls and sardines, and the bishalakum and sardines and egg rolls and whatnot. So there, Rav Moshe wanted to suggest that that in a factory setting, where there's no way that you're going to meet the Poles, there's no way that you can meet the non-Jewish workers. They're never going to come to the front. In a bakery, sometimes the workers do come to the front. You know, they'll deliver a tray. You know, so they come to the front, they deliver the tray, and then they walk back to the back. So there is a possibility that you'll meet. But in a factory, Rav Moshe says there's no potential to meet the workers. Yeah, the factory works here, and then they distribute to everyone else. So he says in such a setting, maybe the whole Isra of Bishul and Pasakam don't apply at all. And he adds to that, he says, even if some would say no, but there's a gzera below plug, so even if there's no potential to meet, but if the bishul and the afia are done by human beings, by non-Jews, so then maybe the gzera should still apply. But he says, in our factories where the bishul and the afia are being done with special equipment, with machines, and there's no involvement of the non-Jew bichlal in the process, maybe he presses a button, but that's not really being involved in the process. This is a totally different scenario than the case where you have a bishul and afia in a home, right, or in a bakery, which is what Chazal were talking about. They're talking about a situation where the human beings are involved enough in the process from start to finish. Okay, there's an oven that's helping along, it's doing the yeoman's job over here. But there are people involved in the process. But in the case of the factories that we have, that machines are doing the whole thing, except pressing the button, maybe, you know. So it's so different than the scenario of the Gzeir Chazal. So he wanted to say that maybe the whole Issa Vishal Pasakim should not apply in fact. That was the famous kula Rav Moshe wanted to give. And Rebbe Ganek says it's a good kula. He says the OU, the minig of the OU is not to assume like that. He says he ends off the piece, that os in the piece, the minig of the OU. Right? He says OU, Aleph Vav, Yud Vav, OU. The minig of the OU is not to rely on this, but to assume that a factory is like a palter. A factory is like a bakery. And if it's like a bakery, then we should distinguish between Bishalakam as opposed to Pasakam. That it's a bakery, and the rule of Pasakam would apply. So it's called Pasakam, unless somehow you can figure out a way of having the Jew involved in the process, so then it'll be Pasakam, but some people might be willing to be Makil for Pasakam. Right, so if you have a Kaiser roll made in a factory, the OU, apparently, the OU assumes that that's Pasakam. So if they get a Mashkiach to be involved in the process, they turn into Pas Yisrael, Mela, but if not, then they treat that as Pasakam. In Bishalakam, they have to find a way out, because we can't, there's no Kula for Bishalakam. So for Bishalakam, there'll be more Machmer to figure out a way that the Mashkiach can be involved in the process, but by Pasakam, they might not necessarily have the Mashkiach involved in the process, because some people would be Mekel for Pasakam. They'll put the Hashgacha on it to say it's kosher, but it's still called Pasakam, it's not Pas Yisrael. So people would have to be careful to eat it only during certain times during the year, maybe not on Shabbos. You know, Seres Mechuvah, there'll be more Machmer. He said that's the policy of the OU. But, you know, there are some who might feel Rav Moshe is strong enough to be Mekel on Lechatchila. Rabbi Simon had an interesting Ha'orah. He said that maybe regarding factories, you should be mechalek. Like factories making pasakam. Maybe you should be mechalek between Aseres Me'etshuva and Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because Aseres Me'etshuva, the chumra is to try to avoid the Isra of pasakam. So if you say there's no Isra of pasakam in factories because the Gzer of Chasna doesn't apply, so then it won't be a problem. So during Aseres Me'etshuva, you'll be able to eat pas that's made in a factory because the whole Gzer of pasakam doesn't apply to bread that's made in a factory. But he says, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, the idea is not just to avoid the Isra of Pasakam, but to have Pas Yisrael. L'chvod Shabbos and Yom Tov, you should have Pas Yisrael. The Jew, the truth is, the essence of the Ramah, the ikra of the Ramah, is that the Jew should bake himself, make the challah yourself. Okay, so we're not going to be machmir on people that everyone has to make their own challah. As long as you buy Pas Yisrael, that's fine. But the whole idea is, l'chvod Shabbos and Yom Tov, you should eat bread that's made by a Jew. So it could be that even if the factories don't have the negative of Pasakam, the Isra Pasakam, but that's not Pas Yisrael. I mean, we can, you know, there's room for Geiris, but we're not going to be Megayer the machines, right? The machine definitely is not Pas Yisrael over here. Right? So you're missing the positive element. So even if you'll be Mekel to eat the rolls that are made in the factories, right? You might say that's not considered pasakum. And even people who are machmir for the din of pasakum, generally, but they'll be makel in factories. Right? They'll be makel to eat the pasakum in factories because they say that the rule of pasakum doesn't apply. But for Shabbos and Yom Tov, he said maybe you shouldn't rely on that. Even if you rely on that for a serious mechua, but for Shabbos and Yom Tov, you shouldn't rely on that because you're missing the positive element of Pas Yisrael. Interesting ha'ar, by Simon. Okay. So what is there to do? Okay, we have a lot on our plate, right? We discussed the basics of Pas Akam, the basics of Bishul Akam. We talked about the room for Chumra, right? So let's say one wants to be Machmir. One wants to be Machmir. Let's say the Pas Yisrael is Matsui, so you want to be Machmir for the Mechaber. Right? Or let's say you want to be Machmir, you want to be Machmir Aseres Mechuva, Shabbos and Yom Tov. And let's say we're not talking about factories, we're talking about a palta. Right? So what exactly has to be done in order to change this Pas Akam at the Pas Yisrael? We keep on saying this, we keep on alluding to it, but let's hit it now. What do you have to do in order to change the Pas Akam at the Pas Yisrael? So we quoted the Gemara yesterday, the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, that mentions Ravina's 3 points. Ravina says that either Shogar Taner Yisrael, or Ofa Yisrael, or Chita B'Gecholim. If the Jew either lit the fire, or he baked the bread, put the bread into the oven, or he was Mechat B'Gecholim, he stoked the coals, one of these three things, so that transforms the Pas Akam into Pas Yisrael, and then certainly there's no problem. That's not Pas Akam B'Chol. That's what Ravina says, that's what quoted by the Gemara. Comes Tosfos and he says there is an old minig that maybe doing a third thing would be sufficient. Tosfos says, V'as Yisrael, B'chati Chitu B'Gachol. Mikula Shmaitin Mashma De'inun Shieya Yisrael Mekar B'Bishol Tzas. From the entire sugya, it sounds like the Yisrael has to be Mekar B'Sabishol. He has to hasten the cooking process, hasten the baking process. Mashenogul Hashla Kesem L'Tanur. Tosfos says, there's an old minig to throw a kesem, throw a twig into the fire. So where'd that come from? That's not Shogar Tanura, that's not Ofa Yisrael, that's not Chita B'Gachol. Somchem ma'asheyesh b'dvarim shebein b'nei b'ovel l'b'nei Eretz Yisrael, d'kamer b'nei b'ovel mashlichen kesem l'tanur b'nei marav omrim kesem zem ma'amalu ma'amorim. What an imshachem achab b'nei b'ovel l'tanudam. The people of Eretz Yisrael were machmet, to say hashlachas kesem is nothing, is garnished. The people of Bavel were makel to say that hashlachas kesem is something. It says Tosfos, those who are knowing to be mashlach kesem and to be matir the pas, turn the pas akam to the pas Yisrael to the hashlachas kesem, they're makel for the bnei Bavel. They're makel for their kula of the bnei Bavel. It's not the mashmos of Gemara, he says, but those who are makel for what the bnei Bavel did. The Rosh shries chai v'kayim on this kula. Says, how can it be? Doch apella, it's mamish apella. V'teima al mashenogu ha'idna lahaga b'ashlochas kesem l'tana. Says it's a teima. Quotes the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the Bnei Bavel. Okay, but it's really a teima. What's the room for kula? He says. He says the Bnei Marav are right. Kesem mamalu morid. Kesem mamalu morid. This is. Meet someone in the street, he said, Kesam Mamalamar. He said, what are you talking about? He said, I gotta see the Rosh. Gotta see the Bnei Marav. Who say that Tashlachas Kesam doesn't do anything. Oh, Elim Yisana Gimel Yomim Mutim Ibn Chayin Nefesh. Okay, fine. If Yisana Gimel Yomim, so Chayin Nefesh, so then Pasakam is Mutim. But if you're not gonna be Matim Pasakam, you need Tashlachas Kesam to turn into Bas Yisrael. How's Tashlachas Kesam gonna do anything? Wow. Rosh is very strong. So he says, "Efshe shenogu harishonu betchilas hasekel shaltanu, sheitem bo Yisrael ma'ak echolav bekesem lahalo shalheves." Maybe that those who were makel initially for hashlachas kesem, they put the kesem there in the beginning. You know, when you start the fire, so the fire starts, but if you don't like really get it revving up, you know, like those camp, you know, the camp, you know, campfires, Yeah, a campfire. You know, there's always that one kid who wants to have the marshmallow. Let's do the fire, right? He wants to burn his marshmallows for the third part of the summer. You know, the campfire. So you start the campfire. Some are real bikini in this campfire business. You know, I haven't done this in a while. So you start the fire, but if you don't get it moving, if you don't work hard at it, so then it dies down. So Hashlachas Kesem at the beginning is very important because it gives the fire, you know, something to work on. It's mala the shalheves. So Hilka Chalav Yishehosev Ovek Nachomim Beitzim Vehizik Ba'Ofakem Shetchilas Hadlokas Hamadura Nasis B'Yisrael Nikur Kol HaHesek Al Shmo. The Rishonim thought that Hashlachas Kesem in the beginning is the way to go, because then the whole Hesek is Nikur Al Shmo. We follow the beginning, right? We think that the mitzvah is Nikur Al Shem Gomra. So here the Hesek is Nikur Al Shem Haschola, right? The Achronim Ro VeKilu B'Hashlachas Kesem Afilu B'Achronim. But the Achronim. They weren't right, right? That those who continued to be Mekel for Hashlachas Kesem, they thought Hashlachas Kesem even later on in the process is room for Kula. But says the Rush, but that's dead wrong, because what are you accomplishing with that Hashlachas Kesem? In the beginning, I get it. Then the whole fire is Nikra al-Shmo, but in the end, and in the middle of the process, how's that going to help you? How's that going to help you? He quotes the Girsa of the Rif is that the Yisrael has to turn the bread upside down, turn it over to be makar of the bishul. But Hashlachas Kesem, what's Hashlachas Kesem? Well, what's that going to accomplish? Says the Rush. Pilei Ploim, says the Rush on the Achronim, right? On the Bnei Bavel, the Bnei Bavel who think that that Hashlachas Kesem works. Pilei Ploim. Okay, that's what the Rush says. But there's one Rishon who says it's not Pilei Ploim. It works. Who's that? That's Tosfos, okay, maybe, right? The Tosfos says there is a minig. And who else? The Rambam. Right? The Rambam of the Rosh himself quotes. The Rambam kosav shafilu lozorak Yisrael alafilu eitzecha letoch hatanar hita kalapashubo. No less than the Rambam. I mean, this is not, you know, a favorf and a shita. We've shown him, you have a shita of kubetz, that's called Sashita. A shita yishona. It's not such a shita yishona. The Rambam. The Rambam. The Rambam says that Hashlachas Kesem works. Wow. How does that work? How do you understand the Rambam? The Beis Yosef quotes from the Rashba in Torah Sabayis that the Ramban shried on the Rambam. The Ramban thought the Rambam was very difficult. Right? There's a lot of Beis Yosef over here, but it's golden. Right? The Ramban tofas al Rambam. The Ramban says, what is chitu b'gecholim? You're not lighting the fire, but what is chitu b'gecholim accomplishing? It makes the fire hotter. So what's Hashlachas Kesem going to do? It doesn't make the fire hotter. What's he talking about? What's the Ramban talking about, Frank the Ramban? It doesn't make the fire hotter, so it shouldn't work. Chito makes the fire hotter. It's Messiah Harbi Bafia Sapas. Umaisov shall Yisrael Nikorim Bepas. Hilkoch Mutter. Dr. Ramban, what's the Iker? The Iker is the Maisov shall Yisrael have to be Nikorim Bepas. It has to be recognizable that the Yisrael is involved in the process. He lit the fire. He puts the pas in. He's Mechad Begachon that increases the heat of the fire. That works to turn it into Pas Yisrael. Hashlochas Kesam. Frag the Ramban, Hashlachas Kesem doesn't accomplish anything. So how does it work? It shouldn't work, he says. What's Pshat? What's the Ramban assuming? Ramban is assuming that all these three mechanisms that the Gemara mentions at Afan, the Chesem Beis, that can transform the Pasakim and the Pas Yisrael, the idea is if Yad Yisrael be'emtza, if the Yisrael is involved, if his effort is nikir be'pas, then the Pas is defined as Pas Yisrael. It's not Pasakim, it's Pas Yisrael. Because if Yodo Be'emtza, then that's Pas Yisrael. His shame. The shame Yisrael is chal in the Pas, that's called Pas Yisrael. And that's why it's Mutter. So of course, Dr. Ramban, the Yad Yisrael has to be Nikr in the Pas in order for that to be Mutter. Hashlachas Kesem is not going to help, because Hashlachas Kesem is not Nikr in the Pas. It doesn't increase the heat, so it's not like Chita B'Gacholim. What does the Rambam assume? What does the Rambam assume? What's the Rambam assuming? One word. The Rambam says the key over here is what? Heker. Got it right. Heker. Right? The Lashon of the Rambam, as the Rush quotes him, we didn't finish the job. He says, "Afilu lo zarak Yisrael al afilu eitzachol l'toch hataner hidok al apas shabo she'ein adover el alios hekesh apas shalov gafol masura." The Rambam says, "What's the key over here? There's a gzeira of pasachim, gzeira mishum chasnas. So what do we need in order to be matur? Do we need to transform the shame of pasachim into pas Yisrael?" Zok the Rambam, "No, I don't have to make it into pas Yisrael. I just need a heker, some kind of sign that reminds us that there's the gzeira of pasachim. Don't become so friendly. There shouldn't be a kiyur badas. The whole thing is about heker." Says Zok the Rambam, "Ashlochas kesem is a heker too, even if it doesn't really affect the process. Even if it isn't Nikarim Yad Yisrael in the Pas. Because you don't have to be Messiah so much. You don't have to transform the Pasachim to Pas Yisrael. It's enough if there's a Heker. So as long as there's a Heker, that's enough that the Gzera shouldn't apply. And therefore, there will be room for Kul. There will be room for Kul." This Lechor is the Machlokas, the Ramban and the Rosh on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other hand. As to whether Ashlochas Kesem can work to be Mekel or not. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Rashba that quotes a different svara to be Mekel, not what we just, not because of Hekel. That is a line in the Rashba. Kol kesam mosif b'chom. Mestaba she'en lecha kesam she'en mosif b'chom atanur makari b'shula. B'chol ze mikuloso shel pasim en hogan shel Yisrael torahi. Says, well, Mekel and Pasachim in general, so this is also a cooler. Because, come on, every kesem adds to the heat a little bit. That's why the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rashba. It's shver, it's a cooler. Right? It's not so simple. According to the way that we're explaining, you don't need such an idea. Right? You have to stand on your head to say that kesem is going to add to the heat. No, maybe the Rambam has a totally different approach. The Rambam says heker is enough. Once you have a heker, so then the whole problem is going to be solved. Okay, tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll talk about few of the coolest that the kashrus organizations use based on this Rambam, Hashlochas Kesem. Then we have to talk about pilot lights. And we further have to discuss, let's say they turn on the oven and leave it on for a little bit of time, maybe a day, maybe more than a day, or even if the fire goes off, maybe there's some remnant of the fire, some heat that remains, maybe that's also room to be mekel. These are some of the svaras that the Mashgichim use to try to be Mekel in Pasachim. So we'll talk about some of these in Yanim, and then in Mitzvah Shem we're going to move to the next Ma'amar Kol Mashiach, which is really our transition between Pasachim and Bishalachim. We have to talk about what is the nature of the Gzeira Pasachim and the Gzeira Bishalachim. Are they an Issa Chefza or an Issa Gavra? Is it really an Issa Macholas Asuros or is it just an Issa Gavra? That's a very important Lamdusha question, and there are going to be many ramifications, Lamaisa, depending on what side in that Chakira we're going to take.